KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Health Minister's admitted that his department has no immediate plan for more than 8,000 health workers left jobless after the US government withdrew funding from South Africa. Aaron Matswaledi says nearly 16,000 workers were directly funded by PEPFAR. Around 300,000 worked in supported facilities across the country. The funding freeze came after U.S. President Donald Trump signed executive orders to reassess American foreign aid priorities. Speaking at a media briefing this morning, Motsoaledi says the only path forward lies in ongoing discussions with international funders.
I wish we had any plan. At the present moment, all we can do is to present our plans to funders. And I've given you a long list of funders we have met. There's not a single one who said, no, we won't help. But up to today, there's not a single one who came to the party.
The eThekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association has welcomed the municipality's plan to provide debt relief to customers facing mounting water bills. The city's announced a 50% write-off on customer arrears accumulated by the end of January. The special debt relief program approved at yesterday's council meeting will run until the end of June. The city says the move will help reduce water debt, which now sits at 14.7 billion rand. It's largely due to underground leaks and short-term insurance payments. The association's Ish Prahlad says a lasting solution to the water crisis is still needed.
Municipality have got so much of revenue that's coming in and so much of revenue that's being spent unwisely in corruption. If they stop all that, they won't have a problem. They actually need to make sure that the money they are spending on contractors and plumbers, etc., that is being used wisely and not being overspent.
And financial advisors are warning against early pension withdrawals as the second wave of the two-pot system kicked off in March. While some are dipping in again or withdrawing for the first time, experts say this could have severe long-term consequences. National debt advisor Samantha Moyana spoke to the SABC earlier.
Be aware, early withdrawals comes with high interest rate. So have a reason, a really valid reason as to why you'd want to withdraw from your two-pot. If it's just for certain expenses that you would be able to save up for, leave that money because you will definitely benefit from it in the long term.
And abroad, a Thai court has issued arrest warrants for 17 people over the collapse of a Bangkok skyscraper that fell in a major earthquake, killing dozens of workers. The 30-story tower was reduced to rubble in seconds when a 7.7 magnitude quake struck neighboring Myanmar. The tower was the only building in Bangkok to collapse, raising questions about the quality of the construction. Your top story this hour. The health minister's admitted that his department has no immediate plan for more than 8,000 health workers left jobless after the US government withdrew funding from South Africa. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.